enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Today is Friday, the 22nd of February. It's also Alex's birthday eve.
Hey. I was going to say, it's my birthday eve. Yay! I can't believe I'm still alive for this.
Hanging on to our last days of 39.
No, I'm going to be 26 tomorrow.
I keep on telling people that you're 24, that you're going to be 25.
Nope, that's Liv.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, girl. So how does it feel to be 25 and 364 days?
Well, I'm very excited that I walked into the studio this morning. You guys got me some beautiful balloons. That was so nice.
Liv blew those up herself.
I did. And like, I painted them myself as well.
So beautiful. Some happy birthday balloons. And then I have a card here, but I didn't know if I should open it when you want me to open that or... Should I open it now?
Whenever you feel.
Yeah,
I mean...
Well, there's no money in it, but you can open it.
All right, I'll open it now. There was a card sitting here at my spot in the studio.
Yeah, you should be prepared. There is no money in it.
So there's a wine bottle that says, the older we get, the better we get. A piece of cheese says, that's so true. And then a French baguette says, bite me. Welcome to the crusty years. That's hilarious. Happy birthday, so thankful for you. Love, Joe. Oh, that's cute. It says, heart, Joe. That's cute.
Yeah, don't tell anybody I'm married.
Liv says, happy birthday. I love your weird ass. There's never been a dull moment when you're around. Have a great day. Oh, thank you.
Welcome.
And this one says, happy birthday, Alex. You're a shining star. But it doesn't say who it's from.
Oh, the mystery.
The mystery. Who could it be?
Thank you, guys. That's so nice. I love this card. How hilarious.
I know. And also, I thought it was funny because I wanted to get an old-time card because I know you're really concerned about getting older.
Right.
And so I wanted to rub that in your
face. Everyone that's older than me is rolling their eyes because I'm only turning 26. But it's just sad because I'm, you know, entering now my late 20s.
I feel like now you're going to be so much mature. Like this next year of Alex will be a whole new discovery.
I'm sure that isn't true, but...
Like, we're moving into your golden years now. This is going to be amazing.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. I think that's my first birthday card, actually, this
year.
Woo,
good.
There, yeah. Whoop, whoop. We did it.
We're kicking it off.
Woo. Okay. Well, that's awesome. Yeah, make sure you wish Alex a happy birthday, by the way, today. You can call in at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-5653-2539. Sorry. Had a little brain right there and I forgot our number. It's hard to memorize that stuff. Also, you can hit us up Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Check this out. Also, I want to talk about later, but Alex, today's show is all about you because last night, Liv and I got to go to a little graduation of you. That was really cool.
Yes, I'm so thankful that you guys went. I can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah, we have some interesting rules we have to lay down too because I don't want power to go to her head. We'll explain exactly what that's all about. Liv the Web Girl, what about you?
You know what? Yesterday was super, super busy. And I worked both of my jobs, which I haven't done in a really long time. And it is kicking my butt. So when I first started working here, like almost 2 years ago, I had 3 jobs.
Yeah, I remember
Dang,
that.
Girl.
And right now, I only work at the radio station and I work 1 day a week normally at a gym. And I've been working like the past 2 days after this job at the gym, like filling in for someone. And I don't know how I used to do it. I am exhausted. I am like about to fall asleep sitting up right now. Like, I don't know how I used to do it because I am so tired right now.
Right now, there's so many people like, oh, you only work 2 jobs.
I know.
Now.
Shout out to all the hard workers that listen.
I know. Seriously.
I'm not knocking you, but it's just tough. Like, you think, like, that's one thing I, like, every time I want to whine and, like, bitch, because I do it a lot, I'm like, you know what? There are so many people that work harder than I could ever imagine.
Yeah, you know, Liv, I like that you brought that up because it is good perspective. Like, Joe's talking about. You know, if you are complaining right now and you're listening to us and you're in your car on your way to work, you got to think about, what am I blessed for? At least you're blessed to, even if you hate the one job you have, you only have to work one job you hate. Yeah. Some people have to work two or three.
Yeah, look at Liv.
So that's a way, I'm working right? too.
But so that's a way to look at it.
Right before this, I was working four jobs. I was working like 100 hours a week.
Oh my gosh.
Like, no joke.
That
is stresses
so
me
stressful.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I thought you were going to say, oh my gosh, here he goes one upping everybody again.
No.
Again? Do I always do that?
Oh yeah. Poor chap. So how many jobs did you work yesterday?
Two. And I also, all this week, I've worked like two jobs. And I still make sure to get in bed by 9:45. So that way I get 6 hours of sleep. But, when I went to bed, I was exhausted, so I made some money Uber driving yesterday. Someone gave me a 4-star, like, come on!
Wow.
Why are my stars going down?
Maybe it's because you're working so hard and you're a little grumpy.
Yeah, like,
no.
Are you transferring this attitude to, like, people getting in, like, hi, welcome to my Lyft or my Uber?
No.
It's like, wow, that's kind of creepy.
I think it's the potholes.
Is it the drivers, though, that are missing
these
potholes?
Maybe it's a user error.
Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry to hear that, pork chop. Okay, cool. Well, my day, kind of like the big highlight out of it, is actually something we're going to talk about later once again. So hopefully you're listening less than an hour from now. I want to talk about Alex and her cool ceremony last night in graduation. It was just so interesting. We're so proud of her. As a matter of fact, why don't you go right now on our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, and we have a couple of photos up last night of that. You can go there and give a little double tap and see what we're talking about. That's at Joe and Alex Show on our Instagram.
Coming up next in the garbage, we finally got the truth yesterday after Jussie Smollett's arrest, what's going to happen with baby True after this Kardashian scandal, and how Dolly Parton helped this fellow singer out during a hard time.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Empire actor Jussie Smollett turned himself in yesterday and was officially arrested for filing a false report with the police, which is a felony. According to Chicago police, Jussie Smollett faked his racist attack because he wanted a better salary. The police chief said the Empire actor wasn't happy with what he was making on the Fox show and thought that he could improve his position as the victim of a hate crime. He could get anything from probation to 3 years in prison if convicted of filing a fake police report. Jussie told police during his arrest that he's also got a drug problem and that he's never been treated. Remember who told you about that possibility? It was me.
I think he's just saying that, though. I mean,
oh, he could
not
be.
You,
because, so you're right, because if he were convicted, the drug issue could actually get a sentence reduced. So it's smart to say, I either have mental illness or I have a drug problem that caused me to do this. But I brought that up as a possibility that he might have a drug problem. This whole thing was to help hide that. That part wasn't true, but at least I guessed the drugs part right. The two Nigerian brothers from the hoax told grand jurors that the staged attack at Jussie's behalf, they even got paid for. They drove with Jussie in the days prior to the incident, scouting a location. They rehearsed the attack. They were paid with a check. President Trump spoke out about the situation and tweeted, "What about MAGA and the tens of millions of people you insulted with your racist and dangerous comments?" However, hours after Jussie Smollett was arrested and charged with faking a hate crime, African-American women in showbiz were refusing to condemn his actions. Variety spoke to a few on the red carpet at Essence's Black Women in Hollywood event last night. Iyanla Van Zant said he told a lie. That's what he did. Now we can make up whatever we want to make up about it, but he told a lie the same way the leader of this country does every day. Actress Cheryl Lee Ralph said, "Is it a big, bad mistake? Absolutely, but a lot of people have made some awful, awful, big, bad mistakes." Elaine Welderoth said, "Ultimately, until there are facts that have been verified, I'm not going to weigh in on it publicly." The only correct response seems to have come from the Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson, who went off yesterday with the cold, hard truth.
Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile? How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims?
Khloe Kardashian may have finally dumped cheating Tristan Thompson, but she isn't going to cut him out of the life of their daughter, True. Sources say the reality star does not want anything to do with him right now, but because he is True's father, she will have no other choice than to let him be a part of her life for her entire life. The sources add that Khloe realizes that her baby needs a father figure. Caitlin Lowell and Tyler Baltera welcome their third child together. The Teen Mom OG star gave birth yesterday to a baby girl they named Veda Luma. The baby weighed in at 6 pounds and 4 ounces, and both baby and mom are said to be doing good. The couple married in August of 2015 and gave their first daughter Carly up for adoption, as seen on MTV 16 and Pregnant in 2009. They also have a 3-year-old daughter, Nova Lee.
Ooh.
And when Reba, which I did not know, lost something major in her life in 1991, Dolly Parton helped her out.
In 1991, I lost everybody but 2 band members, and I lost my tour manager at plane crash in San Diego. And she called me. She said, you can have my band. You take them. And then her band leader did put a new band together for me. Ben Skills said, I'll come play on the band with you. Country folks are really sweet.
Wow. I love that story. That is, first of all, so sad. I don't know why I've never heard that before. I mean, it was a couple years before I was born, maybe, but I had never known that Reba lost her band in a plane crash.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty bad. I used to work at country radio for 7 years. I never knew that.
You didn't know
but
either?
I mean, like, that was a little before my time, too, but usually I feel like I would know something like that.
Maybe she just doesn't ever talk about it in interviews because it's too painful. That could very well be why we don't know. Coming up in less than an hour, you're going to want to stick around for this. Our coworker partied with Jennifer Aniston, and we have a lot of juicy scoop for you.
Well, good morning to you. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. If you're just tuning in, it is Alex's birthday eve. She's going to be 26.
Yay! Yeah. We have to say that because, you know, we won't be here tomorrow because it's a Saturday.
That's right. And, I just don't work Saturday. Sorry.
There's balloons in the studio. I got a nice card. I'm feeling very happy.
Male stripper. Oh, wait, that's his pork chop. We're balling on a budget today. All right, are you guys ready to learn some fun stuff?
Pork chop already is the male stripper of the show because he's always showing his butt crack to us.
Dude, he is always doing that.
Have
you decided to maybe like quit doing that, or is that kind of your go-to move now?
I didn't even know I was doing it.
Okay, dude, like 4 inches. Like, it's like straight up like,
you
where's his booty hole?
You had to have a breeze.
No.
There's no way.
Like, how is it not chilly in here?
I don't know.
Like, Alex and Liv, like, it's cold. Your butt's like, it's cold.
Sorry.
It's so cold. Now it's warm. Oh, it's cold again. Hold on. Okay, I feel better. All right, time for your Friday fun fact. Time to learn.
You're going
to
learn today.
Hey, guys. Did you know we have not one, but 2 body parts that never, ever, ever stop growing?
Is it nose hair?
Part of it, it is our nose and our ears.
Our nose never stops growing.
Uh-oh, Liv, you sound a little concerned about this.
Already so big.
What do you mean?
Like, I have like a big nose. I have a Squidward nose. My nose looks like Squidward's nose. That's so sad.
It's okay. Well, yeah, our noses and ears are unique compared to the rest of our bodies because they're composed of soft tissue enclosed in cartilage. This soft tissue keeps growing throughout our entire lives. When you look at someone, you know, when they're old, like maybe in their 70s or 80s compared to when they were like, you know, in their 20s.
Yes.
You might say, wait a minute, are their ears bigger? That nose looks a little bit bigger. Well,
uh-oh.
It actually is because it keeps on growing and growing and growing.
Interesting.
I gotta get a nose job stat.
Oh my God. You know what I wish? I just wish there was one thing on my body that would grow. I'm 33 and I don't think it's changed since I was born.
Stop.
He's talking about his hair, guys.
Yeah, come on. That's the Friday fun fact. You guys are disgusting on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Uh-oh, we're getting serious. This looks like this might end up somehow on the Joe and Alex Show Instagram. Oh, gosh. Make sure you're following us at Joe and Alex Show. Let's get into it. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Well, today's a very special day, kids. You know what today is, right? It's National Margarita Day.
Wow.
I don't know the words, but I know my parents used to sing this song.
Watching the sun, babe.
We should have hired somebody to dump a bunch of sand in here.
I can take that. We have some sandbags out in the hall.
I'd love that.
Pork chop, go get the sandbags. Cut them open.
I'm busy, man.
What are you doing?
I'm making margaritas.
You have margaritas.
He has tequila right now. He's pouring into the blender. He brought a whole blender in here.
What, you really have margarita stuff?
Yeah, dude, I got the tequila right here.
Oh my gosh.
Cuervo Gold.
Just so you know, if the station goes off the air, it's because Porkchop's blender short-circuited the entire system.
Oh my God, what if it does? We've been warned about plugging things in.
I know.
Nah, we'll be good.
Okay, what are you pouring in there now?
This is the margarita mix.
Oh,
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, daddy likey.
What is that, lime flavored?
Yep.
Have you ever had a margarita, Alex?
Yeah, I've tried it and I just don't like it. I hate the taste of tequila. And also, I don't like lime. Like, if I was going to have one, it'd have to be strawberry or something.
Uh-oh, Liv.
Oh, no.
What'd you do?
Ice is melting
the
on the floor.
Ice is melting on the floor.
Okay, now he's got ice. I guess we're just going to stick with this for the need to know news for a second.
Wow.
All right, hold on. Okay. Well, how much ice are you putting in there, dude?
I know he put a shot of tequila, a shot of margarita mix, and has put like 12 ounces of ice in it.
How many shots are supposed to be in there for like four people?
Oh, no. This,
no, no, this is one at a time. I'll make the rest off.
One at a time?
One at a time.
Yeah, you're not efficient. You were a bartender.
One at a time.
Yeah, Liv and I are like, give me that damn bottle.
I honestly love margaritas so much, so I'm pretty excited about this.
This one's for Joe. I made it a little stronger.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do this.
All right. Hold on.
Cross your fingers we don't go off the air.
If we go off the air, make sure you come back, okay? Let's see. Go ahead. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Dude, that looks good.
All right. Put that in my mouth hole.
Oh, wait. It needs a little more ice.
Okay.
A little more ice.
I'm so worried we're going to go off the air. Oh, okay, well, wow. I'm going to let him continue that, but wow, I say we drink all day. And guess what?
We're starting early here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Yeah, but it's only going to get better. So, yes, today is National Margarita Day. Celebrate accordingly and safely. Okay, the next story, I saw this, Alex.
Sorry.
Joe didn't plan this one out.
No, I didn't actually think I was kidding. I said to bring a blender in. I didn't think he actually would do it. Okay, this next story here, Alex sent to me, and she said, oh, my God, this could be our producer pork chop. This was a Lyft customer in North Carolina. They were taking...
I mean, pork chop could not be more discreet. Like,
yeah, I know. Could you? What do you got there now?
I don't know why you planned on talking about other stories instead of just doing this one thing.
Is
about
that a
margaritas.
Bong? What is that?
It's a fancy glass.
Oh my Ooh. God! You're a closet alcoholic, and I didn't even know it.
Wow.
Hold on.
Sorry, you can continue your story.
Okay. So, yeah, it's so quiet, like a bowling china shop. Anyways, Alex said this could totally be pork chop. This is a Lyft customer in North Carolina. They were taken on a joyride from hell. Listen to this story and tell me if you don't think it would be our very own pork chop.
The engine revved up with music blaring in this Lyft ride caught on cell phone video by a passenger Saturday night. The passenger, who asked to remain anonymous, told me over the phone about the harrowing ride.
Just heard his engine rev up, and then that's when I pulled out my camera.
The man requested the ride through the Lyft app. He said there was some friendly conversation about the Dodge Charger SRT's powerful engine, but he didn't ask the driver to show it off. A trooper spotted the car in that glowing Lyft sign. He clocked it at 120 in a 55 zone.
Whoa!
120? Oh my, wow. This is insane.
Like, what the hell, dude? Then he said, it's a blue light. I'm going to jail. I got to go.
The trooper says the car swerved through traffic.
What do you do when your Uber Lyft driver's like, oh, that's the police. Sorry, man. I gotta get out of here. I'm sorry.
That's hilarious.
We're not stopping. So eventually, the Uber driver, the Lyft driver let him out. The cops caught him. He went to jail. But Alex, you're totally right. Like, I could see that being pork chop. He's like, I'm not going back to jail.
That's pork chop's car, even.
Yeah, I drive a Dodge Charger.
Wow, what's the fastest you've had an Uber customer in? I had somebody go like 70 and a 40. I was like, whoa, lady. Whoa, you're killing me here.
I don't know.
I actually can't stand when my Uber drivers drive the speed limit. I want them to speed because I got to get where I'm going.
Okay, and we've all heard about prenups before for marriages, but what about this? Couples are now signing dating prenups to lay out their demands for the relationship.
No way.
What they want, what they don't want, who keeps the stuff if they break up. Now, a relationship expert chimed in and said, we expect our partners to read our minds, so it seems unromantic, but you can really rely on the prenup when you're angry, emotional, or projecting baggage to guide you through those times.
Sounds good to me.
No.
I don't know about that, though. Like, doesn't that, like, if, like...
Honestly,
you bring that out at the beginning. It's like, hey, this, you know, Liv, I really like you, but I'm going to need a prenup for our dating.
I think a prenup makes more sense when dating than when married. I think once you're married, the prenup should go away.
I wish I had a prenup. Whenever my wife divorces me one day, she's going to get all my stuff.
Yeah, because you have so much stuff.
Yeah,
Joe.
So okay, much. All the Taco Bell wrappers
so
on your floorboard.
So many valuables.
Can we at least pretend for 1 second here?
Yeah.
Okay, geez. Okay. All right, that is Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I'll tell you what, dude. I need a little straw maybe, but this is a...
Is it good?
Good margarita? He's making mine right now.
Daddy likes.
Daddy.
Oh, it's so cold, my teeth. Oh, my goodness. I don't have, like, all my bottom teeth went numb right there.
Oh, my God.
Don't you have fake teeth, Zai?
Up top, I do.
You've got some Jordan, what's her last name, Liv?
Oh, Jordan Woods.
Yeah, he's got some Jordan Woods teeth going on because he's got veneers.
Take him back right there. All right, well, cool. I guess that's it. Really? Okay. All right, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Oh, dude, we're leaking! We're leaking everywhere! Turn it off! Hold on, this is another birthday surprise for Alex.
We always get to pick the music we talk over on the show, and I really wanted this Coldplay song. I said, for my birthday, can you please put this in as a music bed? Thank you.
One, two, three, four. All right, a little off. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, that sounds really good. I picked a good song, didn't I?
Yeah, this is good. Alex also sent in another one. She's like, what if we use this bed right here?
That was a long time ago. I said that first thing when I got hired.
Okay, well, this is something you can actually check out right now on our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, if you want to see photos of it. But last night, we got to watch our little Alex graduate.
Oh, so sweet.
It was so young. Okay, why don't you tell everybody what happened last night? You've been doing some stuff, and now you're official, it sounds like.
I have been in training to become a child advocate, which you can be a child advocate for like any county, I think, in America almost. Pretty much every county has one. And so locally, I started training with ours. And a child advocate is somebody that is the voice of local abused and neglected children that have gone through the foster care system. And basically, they need someone to be their voice in court and kind of advocate for them and say, you know, I'm not on DCS's side. I'm not on Department of Child Services side. I'm not on the parent side necessarily. I'm just for the child. That's our priority. And so I get to talk, get to know them, build rapport with them, interview every person in their family and in the case, and get to know all of them so that I can say, you know, what I have observed, what I've really thought about the kid's situation and living situation as I've gotten to know them, and what the kid would like the judge to know as they're deciding where this kid should end up living permanently. And so it was really sweet. I have been through something kind of like this, not like this, but something where you graduate from. Like last year, I did Citizens Police Academy locally, where I learned all about my local police department. Your local police department probably does that as well, which is something very interesting to do. And they had a little graduation, and everyone brought a significant other except me. I was single at the time, and I just didn't want to bother any friends going, so I was the only one there without anyone for me. So then last night, I told Liv and Joe, I was like, will you guys please come for me so I have somebody to be there, because all my friends are working. Obviously, I just ended a relationship, so I wanted, you know, to have someone there. So they come, and then no one else had their significant others come. I'm like, of course. But it meant so much to me to have you guys there, even though it was probably a little awkward. But I thought maybe, if anything, you guys would find it interesting.
Holy crap. I think it's so awesome. And one of the people came up to me, like, you and Liv, when are you guys going to be an advocate? I'm like, after hearing all this, I don't think I can, because you have to have, like, patience. Because they just were giving hypothetical scenarios about, like, what's best for the child, for example, if there was a divorce. And maybe in this, like, hypothetical thing, the mom, after she had custody of the kids after the divorce, but she dated, like, a guy, then another guy in a row that just were dirt bags and, like, beat her in front of the kids. That's not good for the kids to see. And this is actually a real scenario that happens in life. And it's like, well, obviously the dad, right? Well,
like the biological dad, like, who should get custody?
But what if the biological mom gets into a program, gets help, and they give her kind of a thing to, like, make her aware of domestic violence and how bad that is for a kid to see that growing up, and they try to help her? It's like, the state, they were talking about, like, well, this is the actual law, or what the goal is to actually reunite with the parent that had the kid,
yeah,
which would technically be the mom. But it's,
yep,
like, well, what about the dad? He didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
What the heck?
It's very hard.
And I was, like, sitting on the sidelines. I was like, excuse me. Because they were, like, doing a discussion. Like, well, what do you think? What do you think? Everybody else is raising their hands. And
Joe wanted to chime in.
Liv's like, you can't answer. I'm like, oh, but I want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just thought it was really cool.
It's going to be interesting for sure. I'm very excited to do this.
Now, do you have a case already?
I don't have a case already. I just got assigned a guardian ad litem, which is basically, they're like, as far as what I can tell, the paid version of what I'm going to be doing. I am a volunteer. I am not paid. This is, I'm just giving my own time to do this and advocate for this child. But there is somebody above me that is paid, and they get to go more in depth on the case. And that person, I was assigned last night, but they have to reach out to me, I guess, and then tell me what the case is that I'm going to be working on. And then I kind of partner with them on it. So in a couple days, they said I should get my first case. Unfortunately, I can't talk about the details of the cases I get on the air.
Of course, yeah.
But I mean, I can talk about just like, you know, a little bit about what I'm doing, like maybe, but not that.
Yeah, I mean, anything you can share, like I'm just telling you right now, like I want to know, but I totally understand if you can or cannot do it. So that totally makes sense. I also talked to the judge afterwards, after they swore you in and did everything, got the photo, and she said you are not allowed to carry around a gavel in the studio. Like she said,
darn it.
She said when they sign you in, that doesn't mean you get one.
Oh.
I knew you'd be like, well, guys, you know, I'm certified in this.
Yeah, they had a magistrate come in and talk to us just about, like, you know, from her side, what she expects of us in the courtroom, do's and don'ts, and just what she wishes for us as we continue this journey as a child advocate. And so I got a picture with her that we put up on Instagram at Joan Alex Show, and then Joan Liv got to meet her as well.
Yeah, so she was very really cool. Well, we honestly are. We're so proud of you, and I didn't even realize that, but it's kind of interesting, Alex. You and I are so different, but how we're kind of drawn to, like, really helping out kids, and I'm hoping that people listening to the show see, not that it's easy, but it's like, man, you can do something to make a difference, maybe not necessarily in a kid's life, but volunteer somehow. Like, I'm really proud of you doing that.
Thank you.
And what we got going on here is a show that I hope our Joan Alex Show, like, family, people that listen to the show, you're part of our family.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that you get involved and do something.
Yeah, Joe is a big brother with Big Brothers Big Sisters, which is awesome, and he's been doing that. Has it been 2 years yet?
2 years.
Yeah, he's had his little brother for 2 years.
Hold on. What are you doing over there? Whoa! Wait, did you just pop champagne?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
we're going to
celebrate.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, celebrate.
I don't think we've ever done this on the show. There's a lot of drinking going on today between my birthday eve, graduating from Child Advocates. Is it National Margarita Day?
It is National Margarita
Day. Does Liv even know how to make a mimosa?
Yeah, I put the champagne in first because that's the most important part. And then you just put a splash of orange juice.
That's what
Alex,
I do.
Do you want a splash of orange juice or a lot of orange juice?
Not a lot, but a little more than a splash.
I got you no pulp.
Thank you.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Well, hey, there we go. Check out the photo right now where Alex is sober on our Instagram.
Yes. And if you want to be a child advocate, just Google your county and child advocates.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also volunteer to do it if you have a heart for abused and neglected children in your community.
Hey, it's the Joan Alex Show on radio now. Happy Friday. Happy birthday eve to Alex Clark.
Yay.
Yeah. 833-JOE-ALEX. I would love for you to call in at 833-563-2539. So my friend texted me about this whole situation. And I mean, keep in mind, guys, we're weird. Like, I'm not saying this is a bad thing. I didn't know this actually happened. So I would have been freaked out, too. Because if my wife does this, I don't know it. My friend walked in on his wife in the bathroom last night, shaving.
I am the bearded lady. Am the bearded lady.
Shaving her face.
Yes, not in other spots. She wasn't like ladyscaping. She was doing her whole face. Like she had like shaving cream on her whole entire face. And I guess like she had like one of those little like plastic razors or whatever. And was going through and he's like, what the hell are you doing?
You can shave your mustache. You can braid your mustache. I choose the latter.
I always thought like ladies got waxed and like plucked. I didn't realize that you actually shave your face. 833-JOE-ALEX. Do women actually shave their face?
So I don't shave my face like that.
Okay.
But I do use a tool called an eyebrow razor. And it's not like a regular razor, like how you're thinking of. It's literally like a stick, and it has like a tiny little like blade on it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
One blade, and it's not like a razor blade. It's like prickled a little bit, and it's just to get baby hairs around your eyebrows. But so now what women are doing nowadays is they're using it to shave off their peach fuzz and also dead skin on your face because one, it makes your makeup lay way better. Your moisturizer gets into your skin way better, leaving your skin more moisturized. Also, it's a big anti-aging process because it gets all of the dead flaky skin off your face, which the dead skin will...
What's that?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Pork chops being a mixologist still.
Yeah, we're still making drinks in studio celebrating Alex's birthday.
If you do it, it helps prevent wrinkles because the dead skin can cause wrinkles on your face. So it's a, it's all
around
great.
So there are women that are kind of shaving their face. My buddy's wife is not that weird or like not that different. Like some people actually do that.
I mean, the whole shaving cream thing, I don't understand. And like,
because you're just shaving
razor,
the hair off.
The whole razor thing, I don't really get. But yeah, what I'm talking about, shaving off your peach fuzz is very normal in 2019 for women to do.
I'm not saying it's, I'm just saying I've never seen it. That doesn't mean it doesn't happen. That's why I'm kind of asking. 833 Joe Alex.
So I have not shaved my face, although I did go get dermaplaning done by a esthetician.
What is that?
It is exactly what Liv is talking about. It's just like a teeny tiny razor that like they whack off your peach fuzz all around your face. However, it did not improve things for me. Ever, I used to have normal to oily skin, and literally the day after I did that, my skin was wrecked. Like, I have so many struggles with severe dry skin on my face that after I did that, for some reason, my skin was so dried out. Also, whenever my peach fuzz was all taken off my face, for some reason, my foundation wouldn't stick. I used liquid foundation.
Really?
It would not stick on my face. It was like, it just like, I'm telling you, it just like slid right off. It was the weirdest thing. So I had to wait for my peach fuzz to grow back, for my foundation to stick back on. It was so strange. So I don't ever want to do that again. I don't know if it was the place I went, which very well could be the case. I never went back there though, but I feel like they messed me up.
Oh, I love doing it. I'm like addicted to doing it now.
I get my upper lip waxed though, but I'm a brunette. See, Liv is blonde. She's very, very naturally blonde. So I don't even think you probably need to do this.
No.
I mean, I do though. I definitely have to get waxed. I've had laser hair removal all over my body.
Yeah, I've never had any of that.
Alex's like, hey, I heard it's No Shave November.
Yeah.
You guys want to have a little competition? Let's do this. All right, well, I'd love to hear from you on our Twitter. You can send us something, at Joe and Alex Show, if this is kind of common. Because I after hearing this, and I guess I looked it up a little bit online last night, and from what I've seen, yeah, there actually are a lot of women that are doing it now. They say it helps. Hey, Joe and Alex Show, who's this?
Hey, this is Shelly.
Hey, Shelly, are you shaving, or is this common, or what?
Well, I was just calling. I'm on my way to work. I was calling because you guys are talking about like women shaving their face and dermaplaning and all that stuff, right?
Yeah. What'd you want to say?
Well, so I got ever since I got my face waxed once. Ever since then, if I don't go like every 2 weeks, it just grows back in almost like super full and coarse. So like I have to shave now because I tried to do it the right way.
I heard that's a myth, that like if you shave, your hair is going to grow back thicker. I heard that that's a myth.
But she's saying it's true for her.
No, so I got the wax. I got it waxed. And after I got it waxed, then it started, you know how it's supposed to grow in like thinner after you wax usually?
No, I didn't know that.
So I was told by the esthetician who did it, she's like, oh yeah, if you wax, it comes back in thinner and lighter. Because I'm also a brunette. My hair is like almost black.
Yeah.
And after I got it waxed, it came in and it would not stop.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so now I have to take something to it, and it's so frustrating. So I'm like, oh, I'm a dude, oh no.
She is the bearded lady.
But you're
she
a good looking dude, lady. Though, so we appreciate it.
Hey, I'm here to help.
Actually. All right, Porkchop said this is what it sounds like. Is this true what you got going on over here? I just like trim it up a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. There you go. That's what, Alex, is that what you want for a birthday present? Do you want us to get you a weed whacker?
Yeah.
All right, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Courtney Cox talked about her in-flight scare she recently experienced on the way to Jennifer Aniston's 50th birthday party. Their private jet blew a tire and had to make an emergency landing.
I was really scared, only because when we were taking off, we heard this really big, loud bang. And I was like, oh, that sounds like we should probably check that tire. I sent a little text to Coco. I love you. And I didn't say why.
What did you say to your man?
I just kind of told him everything that was going on.
Dude.
Yeah, and then I FaceTimed him after.
Speaking of Jennifer Aniston's party, we found out that one of our co-workers, 17-year-old DJ Prince, got invited to mix at Jennifer Aniston's birthday. So we interviewed him and got all the juicy scoop. Here's just one of the things he shared with us. Liv asked him, out of all of the A-list celebrities that were there, who stood out on the dance floor? Here's what he had to say.
I think Ellen was the one. The most.
That is so perfect.
Yeah, Ellen, Ellen is a very great dancer. Her and Pharrell Williams.
Wow, that'd be the heck of a dance-off.
This interview is full of juicy scoop. If you are a celeb gossip fanatic like I am, you need to go listen to it. Just search for The Joe and Alex Show on our podcast, anywhere on Spotify, Google Play, or Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star, subscribe, you'll never miss anything else. And then we will also put a swipe up for this in our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show. And Wendy Williams is finally set to return to her daytime talk show after more than a 2-month-long absence. Her team announced that she will return to The Wendy Williams Show on Monday, March 4th. She's been battling an illness, and sources say her unsteady marriage to her husband, Kevin Hunter, also played a role in her absence. And the Oscars, which have no host, as far as we know, are airing Sunday at 8, 7 Central on ABC. She's a very freaky girl. Super freak. She's super freaky. Get your freak on.
Freak Show Friday, your chance to email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, and let us know what makes you a little freaky. Maybe you don't even think you're freaky, but your friend's like, oh my gosh, it's so weird. You're so different. We love that. That's why I want you to call us and come on the air. This morning, we are talking to Nikki. Hey, Nikki, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's up?
Well, we're kind of wondering what's up with you. Apparently, from what I've heard so far, there's something that you're doing, or maybe it's not doing, that you're kind of getting a lot of heat for, or am I close, or what's going on?
Yeah, so I'll just kind of jump right to it. Basically, so my husband and I, we just had a baby girl 3 weeks ago.
Wow, congratulations.
Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, it's definitely a change of pace, but very exciting. She's just so cute. I love her already, but thing that I wanted to talk about is that we're not planning on vaccinating her. So I refused the Hep B vaccine when she was born because I heard that over a third of the people are, you know, they're in the no risk category for infection anyways. And, you know, she hasn't gotten the chicken pox or shot or the polio shot or mumps shot or anything. I don't know. I think that the more worried about the risk of complications from getting vaccines than the complications from actually getting the infections, if that makes any sense.
It doesn't. I mean, I'm not a vaccine expert here, but I think there's a way higher risk of something happening if your kid's unvaccinated compared to if they actually are. I mean, we're not parents, so I mean, I guess we're going to need parents to call in that know more than we know. 833-JOE-ALEX.
None of us on the show are parents yet.
833-563-2539. But I mean, I don't think you have to be necessarily a parent to know common sense, right? Or am I wrong here?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. My husband and I, we talked about this a lot before she was even born. And here's the thing. Even if I vaccinate her, she could get the infection anyway, right? No vaccine is 100% effective. I think that the drug companies are super shady, you know, just out for the money. They have so much influence over the healthcare industry and the research and everything.
I agree with you on that. I would agree.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. The FDA, they don't even do research on vaccines either. So,
what do you mean the FDA doesn't do research on vaccines?
Well, they don't. They don't know what's in them. I don't know. They just don't do their due justice. I think that it's all based on money. And it's like, what's going to go in my baby girl's body, right?
Wow, okay.
A big needle, and I don't know what stuff is coming out of that. I don't know. for me,
vaccines are coming out of that big needle that are going to hopefully help save her life or prevent her from having some like terrible disease.
But to Nikki's point, we don't know that. Maybe there's something going on, but beyond what we have been told and what we know.
Okay, no, this is not an unsolved mystery. Hold on, stop it.
I've always been pro-vaccines. I'm going to tell you that right now. I don't have kids yet, but I've always said no matter what, my kids are getting vaccinated. But I always am interested in hearing other theories and other sides, so I don't know that I necessarily agree with all that you're saying, Nikki. I do agree about the drug industry thing. I do agree with that, but this is controversial.
Okay, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Wow, Nikki, we have a lot of people that want to talk to you. I'm sure they all agree with you, but we'll find out next, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on. Freak Show Friday continues next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, we're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and of course, if you didn't know, it is the birthday eve of the one and only Alex Clark, so we want to wish her a happy birthday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Happy birthday to you, and we are right now doing Freak Show Friday on the Joe and Alex Show. We've got Nikki here, who's got a baby. They got a brand new baby girl, 3 weeks old. Congratulations on that. And her husband have decided to... they're going to maybe not vaccinate. That's not the road they're going to go down.
Yeah, and just to recap the reasons you gave for that, Nikki, you said you think the drug industry is up to some shady stuff.
Vaccines, don't disagree.
Vaccines aren't proven to be 100% even accurate at preventing diseases that they claim to prevent. What else did you say?
Yeah, they just have a lot of influence on the healthcare industry and research, and it's just... Where is this money going? You know, what's being put in our bodies?
Yeah. You also said you also hate needles and you're terrified of needles, so you don't really want to sit through a appointment with your daughter getting shots either.
Right.
Well, close your eyes then. Okay. Let's hold on. That's just our opinion. Let's talk to some people that might know a little bit more than we do. Let's go to Kaylee this morning. Hey, Kaylee, you're on with Nikki and you're on the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday. What do you say?
Hi, I'm actually in the medical field, and it has been proven time and time again that vaccinations do not cause autism, nor do they cause harm to your child. Not vaccinating your child is causing more harm than good. If you don't vaccinate her, she is susceptible to multiple things. Like, as of right now, we're in the middle of having a measles outbreak in multiple places around the country.
Sounds like your phone needs a vaccination right now.
Yeah.
I can barely hear you.
Sounds like you're calling us from a fax machine.
But thank you for calling in. Yeah, your phone definitely has got something. I think your phone has polio. Let's go to Andrea this morning. Hey, Andrea, what's up? You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, good morning.
See, your phone sounds like it got vaccinated. It sounds healthy. What's up, Andrea? Go ahead. You're also a nurse?
I am. I'm a nurse.
Then go ahead. Maybe Nikki will change her mind hearing from you.
Well, these diseases have been eradicated previously, like measles and polio and these things, and they're coming back because people like her are not vaccinating their children. And I also have children, and the anti-vaxxers make me very, very upset. And I just want her to know that it's really smart to vaccinate your kids. There is nothing wrong with it, and there's a lot wrong with not vaccinating your kids, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I've heard this over and over and over again, and obviously I've gotten a lot of heat for not vaccinating her. But at the same time, this can happen either way. How do we know nothing else is being put into my baby's body? Maybe it's coming back around because we have started to build up kind of a shield towards these, and we're becoming mutants. Who knows? I mean, it's
no, they're coming back around because people like you are not vaccinating their children. That's cut and dry.
What do you think about Nikki saying that she's scared of shots, too? So that's another reason she doesn't like the idea of her daughter getting shots.
I think that's pretty selfish to put your daughter's health at risk because you don't like shots. I mean, it is not fun to see your child cry because they get shots, but it's it's a necessary thing to keep your child safe.
You know what, Andrea, just to play devil's advocate here, maybe to stick up for Nikki for the first time if I do that, how do we know you're not saying all this and you sound educated on it? Maybe you're getting paid by the big pharmacy companies to say that. Ooh. I mean, is that possible?
No, I don't make enough money to be paid by big pharma. I'm an LPN. I don't make that much money, but I do have 3 children, so, and they've all been vaccinated on time every time. They're healthy kids, and I will always vaccinate on time.
Thank you, Andrea.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. We appreciate it. All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. Hey, what's up, Melissa? You're on the Joe and Alex show. You're also on with Nikki this morning, who is saying, as of now, I'm not doing anything with my kids.
She's got a 3-month-old. She's not vaccinating. 3-week-old.
Wow. Hello?
Yeah, no, go ahead. What do you think besides wow?
I have 4 kids. They range from 22 to 14. They've all been vaccinated. But I guess my question is, when her child gets sick, where does she go?
Well, I don't think she knows yet.
She obviously goes to the doctor, and the same drug companies that are making the vaccinations are also making the medicines that are treating her child when she gets sick.
Right, but here's the thing. There's other forms of medicine, you know. There's the herbal remedies also, and
But if something happens to your child, you are going to feel so guilty. So guilty. I didn't like shots either. Matter of fact, my 14-year-old, when she was a baby, I could not stand to see her cry. So I took a family member with me to go in the room with her when she got her shots because she had to have them.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for calling in. Nikki, it seems like you really don't got a big response to that. I mean, what do you think?
Because anything I say, I'm gonna get thrown another response. And look, I have already gotten this, and I've learned to kind of just close my mouth and hush up when I know we're not gonna get anywhere.
All right, Liv the Web Girl, what are we getting in our social media? It's at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter.
Courtney on Twitter says, if you don't vaccinate your kid and they get smallpox and wipe out half the elementary class, I hope you get charged for attempted murder. And
whoa,
then, yeah.
That's drastic.
And then Chance says, I would never wish ill on a child or parent, but when this child passes of a vaccine preventable disease, I hope Nikki is tried for neglect of dependent, resulting in death.
Okay.
But vaccinations?
Wow, that's insane.
A little extreme.
Okay.
Jeez. Okay.
All right. Well, hey, yeah, thanks for the call. I think we're all kind of getting the same thing. I'm looking. We have tons of more people saying.
Nobody agrees? Nobody else is not vaccinating their kids?
Pork Chop, do we have anybody that agrees this morning with Nikki? Do we have anybody?
Oh. Wow.
No.
Usually
okay.
There's at least one person. I mean, we've had some crazy stuff where I thought there's no way anyone would agree and someone did. But Nikki, you are kind of on your own island with this.
And there's nothing, Nikki, with being wrong because maybe you are wrong. You know what I mean? It seems like 99.9% of people are saying you should get a vaccine, kind of like how probably 99.9% of people that get a vaccine are able to avoid something.
Is this your first baby, Nikki?
This is my first baby.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I would like for you to call us as time goes by after a couple months and just see if you have changed your mind at all as your kid deals with getting like sicknesses like normal, like if your mind changes at all about going to the hospital and doing those things. Because right now she's only 3 weeks old, you said. So, and you're a brand new mom. So maybe with time and experience, you will change your mind. And if that is the case, or if not, either way, we'd love to get a recap from you.
Yeah, absolutely. I would be open to calling you guys again.
All right, Nikki, thank you for calling in. Listen, I'm not a medical expert, but that stuff really gets me mad because that's not the kid's choice. And from what research has shown, my mom's a nurse. My mom actually texted me, and she never texts into the show. Like,
no
to
way.
Me. She's like, this lady's a dumbass.
Melissa for the win!
When Melissa's firing shots, you better watch out. Joe and Alex show on radio now and want to wish you a happy Friday and possibly hook somebody up with tickets to see the Chainsmokers and 5 Seconds of Summer. If you're listening to us on the new 92.1 radio now in Houston, Texas, well, you can see them at the Toyota Center on Saturday, November 2nd. Or if you're listening in Indianapolis, Indiana, they'll be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse on Thursday, November 7th. Let's get some people to play this morning and we'll go with line number 7, which is Mandy. Hey, Mandy, you're on the Joe and Alex show. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Let's get one more other person to play. Let's go with line number 8. And looks like this is Alex. Oh, my gosh. Alex is playing. It's going to get confusing now.
Hey, what's going on?
What up, Alex? Oh, it's a bro. Hey, bro. How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good. All right. Mandy was first. So, Mandy, you get to pick for this game that we're about to play, and Porkchop will explain it. Do you want Alex to be your teammate, or do you want me to be your teammate?
I'm going to roll with you for sure, Joe.
Well, hold on. Ladies first, Alex. Mandy gets to pick.
I'll go with you.
Oh, my God. I feel so special today, guys.
Wow, that, like, is really, really cold because he totally just picked you, but now he's forced to be with me.
Wow. This is awkward.
That's fine. Both Alexes. We got this.
All right. Alex has got Mandy, and I'm sorry.
No, Joe has Mandy. Alex has Alex.
Okay. Wow, that's
weird. Had too many margaritas today.
Yeah, right?
Don't our bosses really think that we're not drinking, but we are. Okay, so Porkchop, explain how this game's going to work so somebody can hopefully win these chain smokers and five sauce tickets.
So the Oscars are coming this weekend, right?
Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Correct, on Sunday.
Cool.
So this game is actually going to be with Joe and female Alex. I'm going to play a clip of a song that won for, you know, like a best song for a movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have to tell me what movie the song was in.
Fun. I'm down.
All right. Do we just buzz in with our name or how does this work?
Yes. As soon as you know the answer.
Okay.
If one note plays and you know the answer,
okay,
you buzz in with your name, Alex or Joe, and you tell me.
Got it.
Best out of five or something?
Yeah. Best out of five.
All right. Cool. And then Mandy and Alex, I guess you guys be quiet in the background. Can we come to them? Are we just representing them? Or can
If you both don't know it and you need help, then Mandy or Alex can, you know, buzz in after you guys both don't know.
Okay, Alex, my Alex that I do the show with. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here's our first song. It is... Oops, sorry. I guess I should turn it on. Here it is. Joe!
Alex.
Oh, God.
I think that...
Who did you think?
I thought Joe.
I thought by a smidge of a hair,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, me too.
Take My Breath Away. Crap. Okay, I was going to say The Bodyguard. That is Dirty Dancing.
That is incorrect.
What?
Alex?
It's the airplane movie. It's with Tom Cruise.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
what
dang
is that
it
called?
Dang it.
You got 5 seconds.
Ah!
Four.
Three, Air Force
two,
One. What is that movie called? Top Gun.
Oh, my gosh. She got it on the X. Oh,
what?
Right at the buzzer. She got
no
it.
Way.
She got
yep
it. Yep.
I loved it. She was like, Air Force One. I'm like, yes. Oh,
wow.
Dang it. Okay. It. Nice. Little 1 point there. Are you
that
ready
was
for your next one?
1986.
My bunghole is puckered.
Mine too, but it's because I had Mexican last night.
Go ahead, Joe, play the
here
song.
We go. Second song is Joe.
Joe.
Dirty Dancing.
That is correct.
Yes! The time of my life. And
I tried to do this at my best friend's wedding. You know how, like, the bridesmaids...
You run up?
Yeah. Well, you come out to a song in the reception.
Yeah,
my
yeah
best friend said, you better not. You'd upstage me at my own wedding. So then I was told no. I thought it was a cute idea, but she was mad.
So Alex just requested it for a dance and had some guy lift her up in the air. All right, we got a tie game going into the third song out of five. Here we go. Song number 3.
Alex.
Jokes.
The Lion King.
That's correct.
Dang it. Oh, my God. All right. If Alex gets this, she wins, doesn't she?
That is correct.
If I get this, I force a tie into the final one. Here we go. Joe!
Alex.
Joe!
That is Titanic, baby.
That is correct.
There's nothing I fear. Oh, my gosh. Wow, Celine Dion in studio today.
Yes.
Mandy and Alex, how are we feeling going into the last song here?
Are we tied?
I'm getting nervous.
Oh, I'm nervous too.
Yeah, nervous.
Wait,
nervous.
Come on, man. Mandy, we're about to win this, girl.
I hope so.
We're about to see the Chainsmokers and five songs.
Okay, all right. We still got a chance.
All right, here we go. Last song for it all is...
If I were handsome.
No way.
Alex.
Alex, wait, before you answer, just remember this is what it won an Oscar for.
Toy Story.
That is incorrect.
Ooh, hold on.
Dreams do come.
That's why
true.
I knew you were going to say that. That's why I stopped you.
Well, you win an Oscar for animated films.
But this didn't win the Oscar for that film. That's like the film it won an Oscar for.
Oh, my gosh.
Neither of us know. You're going to have to give us another song.
You don't know, Joe?
I don't know.
Well, then if Mandy or Alex know...
I don't know either.
This song, by the way, was not in Toy Story.
It wasn't?
It sounded
no
like it.
It
that was
like
that was
it,
that John Goodman?
That was If I Didn't Have You, Monsters, Inc.
Don't know it.
And that was John Goodman singing. I could recognize the voice. Okay, so this...
Hey, I don't... Skip that, the next one.
Okay.
Because we just heard the a little
dang
bit.
Dang it, I knew what the song was!
Sorry, Joe. No...
Dang it!
No easy out for you.
I'm just going to predict... This doesn't count.
Because of my sloppy skills.
Yeah, because you're sloppy editing, but I'm predicting this movie was 8 Mile, am I right? Yeah. You suck at editing audio.
Mom spaghetti.
Meatballs. My butt is heavy.
Skipping that one, going to the next one for the win.
Harry. I met my buddy named Larry. Okay, Alex, last song. Are you ready?
Yes.
For all the marbles, as they say.
Darling, slowly sing your melody. I'll sing.
Oh, I know it. I know it. I know it, but I don't know it. Am I allowed to tag in my partner?
You both don't know. Then your partner has to guess.
Go ahead, tag in your partner.
Know.
Alex.
Well, no, they have to say it if they know it.
I have no idea.
All right, well, there's one more bonus left. Go ahead and play the last one.
All
this
right.
One's actually easy, so
here we go. It is...
Alex.
Alex, for the win.
Skyfall.
That is correct!
Suck on that, Alex. I just won for you. You didn't even have faith in me.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Mandy.
Alex,
that's
it's
okay.
Alex squared one, aka double A, aka what I was called in high school.
Oh my gosh. All right. Hang on the line, Mandy. Hang on the line, Alex. Congratulations going out to Alex. You're getting hooked up this morning with Chainsmokers and Five Sauce tickets. Plus, you're now qualified for a flyaway to go see them in New York City. We'll give you hotel accommodations. And congratulations, Chicken Nugget Princess. It is the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. You okay over there, Tinkle Boy? Jeez, you,
yeah.
You guys here on the show, I don't get it. Like, I have to hold it all show because I can't get up and do anything. But you were all over the place.
Yeah, I had to go to the bathroom, so I was just running and running. But
you can tell today is Friday on the show.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, it also sounds like a Monday, too.
Couldn't you have played, like, a longer song?
It's a hot mess.
Yeah, so it is, by the way, Alex's birthday, so of course...
No. It's my birthday eve.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. It's Alex's birthday eve here on the Joe and Alex show. So how you feeling so far? Are you having fun?
Yes.
You need... Yeah.
She needs a refill.
I need some more mimosa, please. I'm dressed like Blair Waldorf today.
I thought you said like the Blair Witch.
Perfect.
Yes.
Then.
So if you don't know who Blair Waldorf is, she was the main character on Gossip Girl.
If you don't know who Blair Waldorf is, get lost.
Get
cultured.
GTFO.
We are also selling celebrating National Margarita Day and pork chop. I'll tell you what, these are good margaritas, but I need a straw.
I don't have a straw.
I got a little ice on the top. Oh, wait a minute.
What's this?
We got more stuff coming in studio.
What?
Oh my
gosh!
Happy birthday!
What?
Whoa. Surprise!
What?
Alex.
There's just people coming after people after. Okay, come in, come in.
What? Holy smokes! There's real chefs in here.
Oh my gosh!
What is all this?
What is this pork chop?
It's for you and your birthday. They're from Artisan Bakery here in Indianapolis, and they surprise you with your favorite cheesecake.
Oh my gosh!
Is that tiramisu? That looks like a tiramisu type of cheesecake, maybe. Okay.
Oh,
well,
gosh.
All of this looks delicious. I love cheesecake.
Hold on. You guys put it down. She has to move her bottle of champagne. Move that bottle of champagne, please. It's like a truck backing up over here.
I am so excited. Thank you
Happy
so much.
Happy birthday, Alex.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
This is going to be on our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. Thank you so much. Artisan Bakery, that's what you said?
Yeah, that's where it's from. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that is so nice.
Come on, yeah, make some room.
These are beautiful.
Here. Alex, you got to move your mimosas over. Like, move that bottle out of the way.
This is real Pinterest, like, perfect desserts. I've never seen anything like this. This is Blair Waldorf desserts. Fancy.
These are the prettiest desserts I've ever seen in my life.
I love it so much.
You know where they look prettier? If they were in our mouth. That's where they look really, really pretty.
That is so awesome. We'll put a little swipe up link and everything so you can find them and go to them if you need any of your special bakery or pastry items.
So I'm actually going to have the gentleman from Artisan Bakery tell us what he brought in for you, Alex.
Well, sadly, we hear that Alex doesn't like the tequila, but...
they do.
More to go around.
We brought tequila mousse.
Ooh.
Yeah. We brought passion fruit and mango.
Okay.
Mousse,
wow.
Guava mousse. An opera cake, and we also brought some cream puffs and tequila cherry truffles.
Holy cow!
Yeah. hazelnut Bailey truffles and a special cheesecake for you. We hear that you like to have that for breakfast every morning.
Yes. She eats it for and breakfast.
I do bring it. Yeah, is any of this cheesecake chicken nugget flavored?
They said they're working on that for next year.
So we hope you guys enjoyed this.
Thank you.
How can people? And what's your? I'm sorry. What's your name? And what's the gentleman's name that's with you? What's your name?
My name is Adal, and this is Alfredo. He's the chef behind all these creations.
They look so beautiful.
And there's it looks like edible glitter is on one of these.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Oh, Alex, you're going to have to send us a photo of your poop later. See how much glitter is in there.
All of these desserts are so, so gorgeous. We're going to take a picture of all of them and put them on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
These are amazing. I won't feel that bad, but I would almost feel bad eating this, but we need to dive in there. Yeah. Alex, do you want to act like a little kid on their birthday and just take your whole hand?
Nobody gave me a fork, so.
Sorry. Oh, no, I was kidding. Don't actually go in there with your hand. That's gross.
Oh, you don't want me to? Because I will.
It's your birthday. Just do a little piece. Do a little nibble so we can see what it tastes like.
The chefs are cringing.
Oh, she's going fingernail deep in that.
Oh, yeah. That is some good cheesecake.
Her eyes are rolling back.
I've got a spoon right here.
Very good.
I think it's too late now. It's too late. Alex has done
the damage.
Thank
you so much.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for bringing in these delicious treats here. Alex, happy birthday to you.
Yay, it's my birthday.
It's just so funny behind the scenes. You can see it on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show on our story. Alex is like, so how long will this cheesecake be good for?
Yeah, because I'm going to bring it in every day for breakfast.
And they said a week. She's like, oh my God, yes. So yep. I guarantee we're going to have this cheesecake going on for another week. Are you having another bite?
I'm just eating out of the cheesecake, like the whole giant cheesecake
it's
with
hers.
A spoon.
It's hers. This thing is bigger than Alex's like whole body. It's gigantic, like a serving for probably like a whole family or something.
Yeah.
She's like, it's mine. So 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call into the Joe and Alex Show. That's 833-563-2539. I want to talk to our technical producer in Houston. We're on the air in Indianapolis on Radio Now 100.9. We're also on the air in Houston, Texas on the new 92.1 Radio Now. And Lenny's our guy, and he's amazing. And he had an injury. Lenny, what exactly happened? Can you explain?
Okay, so I had a nice little Tinder prospect the other night. So I was manscaping. You know, you got to get your chest and your abs ready for them to touch on it.
Okay, that makes sense.
And somewhere in the middle of me shaving my chest, I just started to rush. You know, I was like done with it and sliced off a quarter of my nipple.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my, dude, you're making me sick to my stomach right now.
My nipple is handicapped.
Okay. I assume, let's not get too graphic here. Was there like actual like blood? Was it a messy thing or what happened?
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
Man, look. There was literally a little chunk of nipple that came off.
Okay.
Stop.
Only thing I could think of to do is put a Band-Aid over it, and I put, like, the nipple back where it was, and hopefully it'll heal up nice and pretty.
Okay. That is sick.
Wow. Okay. We want a photo, by the way, if you can get us one for our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. But if not, it's cool. 833-JOE-ALEX. This is a very interesting thing that Lenny brings up here. Kind of, I don't know, would you call this a dumb injury or would you call this like a landscaping injury? What would you call this?
Yeah. How did you get your dumb injury? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX.
I have a scar and I don't know. Like, Alex, look at my thumb. I'll point it where it is right there. Tell me if you can see the scar that goes down there across like the top of my thumb.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty bad.
Okay. I thought I didn't get stitches, but I had to hold it for like an hour to get the bleeding stop. When I was a kid, I was trying to open up a really tough plastic package, and I used like a little short kitchen knife, and I pretty much just filleted the top of my thumb knuckle. It was okay. It stayed, but it opened me up. So it's a pretty, can you see it live right there? Right there?
I don't want to look.
Okay. Well, no, it's fine now. It looks cool. It's like I was in a knife fight or something.
I have a scar down my leg from a stink bug. I was swimming.
A stink bug?
What, did it fart on you?
He attacked me. I was swimming when I was in sixth grade. I was 12 years old. I was swimming in pools filled with all these stink bugs. One of those little guys hooked his little arm on my leg. He hung on for dear life. Hooked himself all the way down my leg. I got a whole scar.
You got a little handsy, it sounds like.
One time when I was in like grade school, I think I was in fourth grade, I was running down my street and I just tripped over my feet randomly and my face broke my fall.
Oh, gosh.
And skid on the ground. And my entire side of my face was just one giant scab.
Hang on. You know what? I think we might have somebody that can help Lenny out here. Is this Alice? Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Dude, I've never had a crazy injury, but super glue it, baby.
Super glue your nip.
Oh my God, Lenny, is that something you'd consider doing?
You know what? If it's coming from a professional who shaved off her nipple before, then I think I'll trust it.
Oh my God. Okay. I just got to be honest. Like sometimes, like, you know, being a married guy, I'll manscape for my lady, you know, like for her Valentine's Day or her birthday or something.
Yeah.
And I've had close calls because things can slip. But now I'm never going to. Lenny's story right here is the reason never again that men should never manscape.
Lenny.
Because women, you're not going to cut anything off. Guys, we got to be careful.
Lenny, are you keeping that little piece you cut off in a little baby jar, a baby food jar, or what?
Well, if it doesn't heal back on right, then I'll keep it in my baby book. I'll give it to my son.
Oh, my God. That is disgusting.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B is on Team Khloe after reports surfaced that Khloe's baby daddy Tristan Thompson was caught cheating again.
Everybody always want to talk about how they want to uplift women. All these fake woke people always want to talk about, oh, uplifting women, feminism, this and that. But it'd be like the same women that be laughing in the comments when another woman is going through some shit. And it's all the time.
Actress Tamara Mowry recently came down with an illness and revealed that she drank her twin sister Tia's breast milk to help cure it. Tamara had recently read an article that said breast milk can be beneficial for adults, so she posted a video to her Instagram saying she was on the mend and that it was her sister Tia's breast milk that was the best she's ever tried in her life. Oh,
if
my God.
If you guys are ever sick and you want my breast milk, come here. Suckle up.
I just could talk about that all day. That is fascinating to me. And Milo Ventimiglia talked about the rumor that This Is Us may end after season 6.
I mean, we never know where we're going to go. We never know what's going to happen. The show could have a huge spike season 6 and everybody wants more beyond that. But I think creatively they're looking, they have an idea of what they'd like to do to kind of wrap it up in this nice story. So at least the audience knows, the fans know they're going to get 3 more seasons. Maybe there will be more. I don't know.
I just hope however they do it, they stick to it and it's good. I don't want them to do it too short, too long. It has to be what I need. Thank you, Alex. All right, we are wondering at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Who has the most good morning.
What is going on?
Who just came into the studio?
What?
Wait, do we have more people in studio?
We have more guests here.
Hey, who is this? What's your name?
I'm Pam, and we heard that the number one McNugget fan was here, and it's her birthday.
Yes!
Yes!
So we brought you some McDonald's.
No McNugget way!
Yeah!
I love chicken nuggets so much.
Oh my God, Alex is crying. Get her tissues, please.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a happy day.
Oh, thank you. Oh my gosh, this is the best birthday ever. I can't believe how many surprises you guys have concocted all morning.
Oh my God, it smells so good in here.
Several 10 pieces. What's that?
Oh my God, what is this?
Oh my gosh, they're
a birthday present for you.
A birthday present from McDonald's? I'm going to weep. These are piping hot, too. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I suggested, I'm like, hey, I can just get nuggets the night before and microwave
them.
They said, no, we'll bring some in for her.
Oh, my gosh, I'm freaking out.
Oh, my gosh. What's in the bag?
Oh, my gosh, I'm freaking out. Okay, first of all, there's little koozies, little McDonald's Uber Eats koozies, some lanyards, some McDonald's lanyards. So
you
cute.
You can just walk in like, yeah, I work here. It's official.
Oh, my gosh, a McDonald's hoodie.
She's gonna live in this.
I know. She'll
this
never
is
come out of it.
Dream come true.
Oh, look, it's got a nugget compartment in the front. I know it's usually like a hand warmer area, but that's also a nugget holder.
This is literally incredible. This is my goals. I don't even think you understand. Oh, and look! They made a little personalized card. Happy birthday, Alex, the McNugget Queen from your friends McDonald's.
Oh my gosh, you have to frame that.
Thank you. This is so awesome. This is literally my most perfect birthday. You guys got all my favorite stuff. Thank you so much. Cheesecake, McNuggets. We got champagne for mimosas. This is the best day ever. You guys really went above and beyond, and I just do not deserve that right now. So thank you so much.
We love you, Alex.
All my favorite stuff.
Move the nuggets. She's going to cry. I don't want tears on the nuggets. Move them. All right, once again, what are both your names? We really appreciate you coming in for McDonald's. I want to give you guys
Pam.
Credit.
This is Sherry.
Hey, how's it going?
Pam and Sherry, thank you. You guys made my entire day.
Oh, we love you. We love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Happy birthday.
Yay! All right.
Yay! McNugget Queen.
Enjoy the McNugget.
Thanks.
After being involved in a crash, the woman was arrested for a DUI and told deputies that she had been drinking since 8 a.m. Kind of sounds like us right now.
I mean, it sounds smart. You can't arrest a cow.
Exactly. What are you going to do? Grab him by the udder? So she also had an open bottle of Smirnoff on the front seat. It was also buckled in by the seatbelt. So, I mean, that's safety right there.
Yeah.
When police found her after crashing into a tree, they went to arrest her. And her response was, quote, "You're not taking me anywhere but home, you blanking pig. I mean, cow."
Oh, nice save.
Yeah, totally okay.
Oh my gosh, is he for real right now?
You can't hear that on here.
Yes, you can hear it on there.
He's dripping sweat right now.
He's crunching ice for a margarita. It's National Margarita Wet Day.
Okay, you're cut off.
Hey,
you're cut off.
That's all, folks.
Okay, Porky. Jesus.
A Porky Pig. The show is a ish show.
It's always been an ish show.
Like, but especially today. My birthday's tomorrow. Everything's just gone off the rails.
It's off the rails.
Hopefully you like the off the rails version of the show. Yeah. I mean, we're never really on the rails.
Yeah. Dude!
What is happening?
I don't know.
Is anyone still listening?
Should I wait till after?
You asking now?
Oh, yeah. You should probably
I don't think you could hear it.
You don't think you're a blender?
My ears are bleeding. Yes,
he keeps going.
Maybe it doesn't go. If you're listening to the Joe and Alex show right now, can you call us at 833 Joe Alex and let us know if you can hear the blender in the background?
You can't hear it.
833 Joe Alex.
Everyone can hear that. Are you kidding me?
Deputies measured her blood alcohol content at 0.247.
Yeah, they measured ours at 0.987.
I think you'd be dead. And 0.242, so it did go down. That, by the way, is more than three times the legal limit of 0.08. So
I can't believe you're still going on about this.
Well,
nobody's listening to us anymore because of the freaking blender.
I'm just trying to get through it over here, okay? So moo. That's how it actually goes. Hold on. I don't know if... who she's got here. Let's talk to Renee. Hey, Renee, you're on the Joe and Alex show. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good. What you want to say?
I just wanted to wish Alex a happy birthday.
Thank you!
Wait, can you hear the blender in the background? Like, do you hear it? Because Porkchop thinks nobody can hear it.
Yes, I just heard it, and I was like, what is going on in there?
Well, it's National Margarita Day.
Actually, he's chopping our limbs off with a chainsaw.
Yeah, it's Murder Monday.
No, you know, I just wanted to tell you guys, you guys have a lot of Hispanic people that listen to you guys. I'm one of them, and I listen to you guys every day on my way to work, and you guys just make my day every single day.
Then come on over right now. Let's give you a margarita, too. Let's do this.
Where are you from?
I'm from Mexico, but I've been here in Indiana since I was 9 years old, so I've been here for a long time, yes.
All right, well, we got a margarita until I drink it, so you better get here. I'll save you a little bit, okay?
Seaway.
All right. I now follow you guys on Instagram and everything.
Yeah,
and Twitter and all the whole thing.
All the Latino love. I can't do a Spanish accent.
Me gusta René.
There we go.
Do you want to? Is it weird that Alex sometimes when she sees chicken nuggets, she goes, "Ay, papi."
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I just want to throw that out there. Hey, thank you so much. Heather, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you're also calling in to be one of the people confirming you can hear the blender on the radio.
Yes, Joe.
Really?
He really, Heather, he's like 5 feet away, and he thinks it magically won't be picked up by a microphone.
It is.
I don't know.
Okay.
And I'm in the process of moving, and I still heard that.
Oh, wow. My gosh. All right, well, we hope you have a safe move. Hey, you want to come over for a drink right now?
Right now? I'm moving.
You could take a break from moving.
Fun fact, I can fit in a box.
My parents would probably be mad. They're going to get the U-Haul.
Well, okay, maybe you don't get the margarita then.
No, they get the U-Haul. You Uber here.
That's right.
Yeah, Pork Chop will pick you up for a decent price. Okay. All right, Heather, we love you. Thank you for calling in today.
All right, have a good day.
All right, you too. So,
Jamie tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show, said, "Best show ever today. I wish I was there drinking margs with you." And a Big Red Gorilla said, "Happy birthday, Alex. I love you." Thank you, Big Red Gorilla.
Was like... We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and today is a very, very special day. It is the birthday eve of the one and only Alex Clark. Our little girl's growing up so fast, guys, right in front of us.
Yes, tomorrow is my birthday.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Oh, that is a strong, strong margarita. Holy. Okay, my bad. So, Alex, today you're going to present us with some things we may not know about you.
Yep. Since tomorrow is my 26th birthday, I have 26 facts you may not know about me for my 26th birthday.
All right.
Ready?
I'm down for this. Yeah, go ahead.
I've lived in 4 states. My favorite band is Coldplay. The scariest movie I've ever seen is The Strangers. I've been on a billboard in Times Square. My first car was a 2005 VW Jetta. I liked Obama for 2 months in 2008 before I got some sense knocked into me. My first concert was Stacey Orico. My favorite meme of all time is Doge. A police officer followed me home once because I was drag racing. I hate my own handwriting. I always wear a bra. My car is always a pigsty. Usually my apartment is too. One time when I was little, my grandma came to visit us, and when she saw my room, she told me it was messy, and I said, I like my mess. I've been in love 3 times. I can't do long division. I desperately hope I have twins one day. I'm going to freeze my eggs when I turn 30 if I'm still not married. I'm self-conscious about my hair and my teeth. I don't think I have a radio voice. My first radio name was Intern Grimace.
Wait, hold on. We can't just skip over these. You were Intern Grimace.
Yep. My first radio name when I started as an intern radio was Grimace. I've met Taylor Swift and Selena Gomez each twice. I can't stand the smell of lasagna or energy drinks. I rarely drink water. I hate public speaking. And I have always wanted to visit the Museum of Death in New Orleans.
All right. Whoa. What is... You went so fast. What is the Museum of Death?
It's like a crazy museum all about like serial killers and just like famous tragic events. There's like evidence and artifacts and all sorts of things at this museum in New Orleans. It's called the Museum of Death. That's what it is. Did you learn anything else that you didn't know about me?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like you have so much to you that I didn't know.
What else sticks out that you don't know?
That you liked Obama? Oh my gosh. Why don't we keep the birthday festivity rolling? I'm going to try to pick this up over here. Oh God.
You're kidding me. There's more? You guys seriously,
more?
Like, totally outdid yourselves.
There's more!
You're kidding me. You did not need to get anything else. I am, like, overwhelmed. I didn't do any of the stuff for your all's birthdays. Now I feel terrible.
No, yeah, no, we remember. Yeah.
I'm kidding.
We'll never forget.
My birthday's October 1st. It hasn't come yet.
Sorry.
Oh my gosh. You know what? For my birthday, really? All I wanted was for you not to do that.
Oh, I thought you wanted was a big booty hoe. Okay, so this is why Pork Chop, especially because we all chipped in for this. This is why Pork Chop has been driving for Uber all week long. It is just to pay for this birthday gift.
You're kidding me.
I am not kidding you. Alex, we genuinely hope that you like this, and I hope I didn't leave the price tag on it.
Okay.
So if you see the price, don't look. But
I cannot believe all this stuff.
Describe what you see inside of there.
While she's opening it, can I have more chicken nuggets?
Yeah, go ahead.
It is a it is a universal adjustable neck mount. It is something you wear around your neck that holds your phone in front of your face so that you can watch stuff on your phone without using your own hands.
Yeah, so you can watch stuff and eat.
That is hilarious.
We have to help her bust that out before the show wraps up today so we can actually see like what she thinks of it and what she likes.
We'll put it on our story. And there's, I have like a small, tiny little gift for you. It's like nothing major at all, but I feel awkward not giving it to you by itself, so I'm just going to give it to you now.
Okay,
let's see here. I didn't even know this, okay.
This Liz is so funny. I love this. This is Lazy Girl Goals. That's what this is.
We just also got you a box of Rice Krispies.
A box of Rice Krispies!
This
perfect!
Girl, we're going to fatten her up one way or another, even though she's like the skinniest fat person in the world.
Cheesecake and Rice Krispies for breakfast all next week.
You're Dennis. Okay, Pork Chop, can you chew with your mouth?
Yeah,
full,
I literally had 5 cavities recently. I had to get filled to the dentist. FYI, my dentist is killing us, killing you guys for doing all this for me, number one. Number two, so is our vice president of the company we work for. He came in here like last week, saw what I eat for breakfast. He was appalled.
Yeah, he said like adults don't do this. Like he was actually like very serious. Disappointed.
aren't you now that you're turning 26, aren't you actually applying to be under our insurance at work?
Yes,
Hold
I
on,
am.
We just got the results.
Yeah, no, denied.
They've rejected you. Absolutely not. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. If you don't already, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. And Alex, hang on one second before you actually get into the garbage. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Amber Portwood.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. No
yes,
way.
That is.
Amber!
I was calling in to tell Alex happy birthday.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
She's crying.
She is crying right now, Amber.
I was looking at your profile and it said that your favorite animal is sloth.
Yes.
I think it's so funny because that's my favorite animal as well. And I have like a huge life-size sloth for like a baby James.
This is amazing.
I was like checking up on you a little bit last night as well. I thought it was so cute.
Oh my gosh, this is literally the most amazing. I can't even tell you. So we started this show like 2.5 years ago. And the first thing I said when we moved to Indianapolis, I said my number one goal is to get Amber Portwood on this show. I said, I don't care if she comes in, we call her. It is my number one thing. Did I not, Joe?
It is. That's all she talked about.
That is so amazing. Well, you know, I'd actually love to come on the show. I'd love to, like, come in, like, physically and, like, sit down and talk with you guys. I think it'd be really fun.
We would love that, too.
Have a lot of fun doing stuff like that.
We would absolutely love that, too. And you could even bring baby James.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Yeah, so if you listen to our show, but you live in Texas, because we also broadcast in Houston, Amber Portwood lives locally where we broadcast out of, which is Indianapolis, Indiana. So
yeah.
That's why she's close, and that's why I said it was my goal to get her on the show. I am stoked. I am a major 16 and pregnant Teen Mom OG fan.
Even
I never miss an episode.
Even though you're waiting till you're married.
Yes.
Which is
fun
so
fact, I'm waiting till I'm married to have sex, Amber, but I absolutely love the show.
Amber, tell her what she's missing out on.
I know. What's going on here?
Oh, my God. Alex, it's all you. I wanted you to just have a chance to talk to Amber, and it was so nice that she took the time out to call in.
Well, you have just such an incredible story. I think that you have an important, probably one of the most important storylines on the show with everything that you have shared your ups and downs. I don't think that you get enough credit. I am totally your biggest advocate when it comes to the complaints and stuff that you brought up on reunion shows. It is totally 100%. I mean, I agree with you, and I never want you to leave the show. I would be devastated. I think your story is too important. And listen, we struggle with the same thing because I have gone through ups and downs doing radio and sharing my personal life. And there have been many days where I've told Joe, I just want to quit. I can't do this anymore. It's too hard letting people peek into my personal life. And you have to do that even more so, obviously, than me on a way larger scale. And so I admire you, and I relate to you in so many ways. So I hope that you never give up sharing your story.
You know, I think the number one thing that I do is I just keep pushing forward no matter what's thrown at me. I do fall sometimes. I do falter, but it's worth it in the end when I get to help people. You know, not even a couple of nights ago, I literally talked a lady and out of doing something really horrible. Just through my DMs. And when I do things like that, it makes everything worthwhile, even when everybody wants to throw so much hate at me. But, you know, I got a thick skin, and all I want to do is just help people in the world and with the same thing that I've been through or even worse, and just make a difference, actually.
You are the real
next move.
You are the real HBIC, Amber.
Thank you.
We just need to be friends. I think I live pretty close to you too, because I live on the north side of the city.
Hold
and I'm just saying,
on.
we need to be friends.
Stop. I'm not trying to make this awkward and all, but I think Alex has pretty much done everything except go outside of your front door. Like she says, she thinks, but didn't you hire somebody to find out?
No, I did not.
Okay, I'm just
kidding. But I adore you, and it means so much to me that the show got you on, so I could say hi to you for my birthday. I can't even tell you how excited
thank
I am.
You. I'm happy to come on and say hi and happy birthday.
Yay, thank you. And we will for sure, we're going to set up for you to come in another time. What is something, or when does the show come back on? Because you guys just ended, right?
Yeah.
The last season?
We're filming right now, actually. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that, but I think so.
Well, listen, if you guys want to bring the film crew, if you want to bring MTV to the studio, you come on.
You know what?
No way,
that's
Amber.
Not impossible.
Come in studio right now, Amber. Come in studio.
She's outside, Alex.
Amber, I'm dead serious. MTV is welcome. You come. We will. You have a platform to say whatever the hell you want to say. We support you. We're not going to give you any bogus, you know, gotcha questions. And we'll put it all on the show.
I'm pretty good at those questions, though. Don't worry.
Oh, I know you are. You're a boss. I learned a lot from you. So you just set that up with our producer Porkchop, and we would love to do that. But thank you so much.
All right. I will definitely set that up.
Yay!
All right. Once again, Amber Portwood. Hey, where can people check you out if they need to connect or do anything? What's the best way?
The best way is on my Twitter and on my Instagram, and all you have to really do is just look my name up. It's so easy because I got the little pretty blue check mark next to it.
Boom. Yeah! Amber, thank you so much.
All right, thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Well, what do you think about that? It was so nice of her to call in.
Guys, you blew my mind today. You got me all of the number one things I wanted. That was, I think I said that kidding. I was like, I said, for my birthday, I want Amber on the show. I think I said that months ago. But I am just, I can't even tell you. My heart is so happy, especially I've been having the worst time dealing with my breakup and just struggling so much. And this makes everything so worth it. And you guys have really made my day special. And I just appreciate it so much.
You're crying on the chicken nuggets again. Please, please, somebody move the chicken nuggets. All right, we'll be right back. That was so cool. We'll put the interview, if you just tune in, with Amber Portwood up on our podcast. You can go to joeandalexshow.com. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We got Alex, the birthday girl almost. We've got Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and myself, Joe. And we also have Melissa. Hey, good morning, Melissa.
Hi.
Guess what?
Did I win?
Yeah, you're going to see us tomorrow. You get to hang out with us at Museum by Moonlight.
Woohoo!
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. I tried to call yesterday, and I was caller 24.
Dude. Oh, that sucks.
That's some good luck
yeah.
there.
There you go. Okay, hold on a second.
Porkchop is God. Still, okay. Melissa, Porkchop is still making margaritas.
What are you doing now?
Like, I don't think he has stopped this
he
morning.
He hasn't. This whole show, we've been making margaritas on
guys,
the show.
Guys, it's National Margarita Day.
Oh, my God. All right, Melissa.
Another margarita.
They're gonna have alcohol tomorrow that you can buy at the Museum by Moonlight. Please don't get that sloppy. They actually have good servers.
Joe, there's only a little bit. Okay, there's a lot left. Can I put the whole thing in?
Yes. This show needs to wrap up so we can enjoy the weekend. Oh, God. All right, Melissa, we so look forward to seeing you. Make sure you come say hi. We'll be right there at the entrance. We get to kind of introduce everybody and say hi. So make sure you say hi, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right.
I'm so excited.
All right, we're so glad that you won. Hang on the line. Hey, Liv.
It never stops.
Liv.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Uh-oh.
A little leaky, that's all.
Oh, my God.
A little leaky.
Wait, this is a mess.
Are you leaky or is the blender?
Yeah, it's National Margarita Day, man.
Hey, Liv.
Yes.
Dude, it's not even 10 a.m.
No rush yet. Why don't you get the winner's info when we do go off the air?
Got it. We'll do.
I'm afraid he'll mess that one up.
Don't leave him in charge of everything. He's the Uber driver on the show, but he's going to need an Uber driver.
He better not be Uber driving today. I'm going to call right now. Look for a Dodge Charger. All right, cool. Well, hey, we're wrapping things up for a Friday. And Alex, of course, hope you had a good day today on the show. Hope you
best
were a little surprised. We tried.
This is the best show we've ever done.
Ever!
All right, Liv, you know what? You have had
she
too
also
much
needs to stop.
I know. She's now yelling at us. All right. Well, hey, enjoy your birthday weekend,
thank
Alex.
You. We're all going to go out for crawfish, right?
Yes!
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Porkchop's now in his T-shirt.
Suck them heads and pinch them tails.
And have some crawfish, too, yeah.
This is
you guys
just
know
a nut
it's
house.
National Margarita Day.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Thank you,
Porkchop. Thank you so much for reminding us.
You're welcome. I was also a bartender at Applebee's for 5 years.
No,
so I know how to make them real good.
No, you weren't.
I've only had one today.
You
one.
Have to see
one.
Videos and pictures from today's show because this has literally been the craziest show we've ever done on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. It's just been a mess. Like, we're literally going to get fired.
No. You're not drinking out of the actual mixer.
Can I drink out of the pitcher?
As
no.
long as Liv gets a video, I don't care.
No, I do. That's gross. That is gross. All right, listen, we've got to get out of here and you've got to put that down. Seriously, our boss is going to be so upset. All right.
Are we still on the air? Are we
yes,
gone?
You
yes,
dummy.
No, we're still
oh
on the
my
air.
Gosh,
dude. I thought we're.
All right, stop. Just, I'm turning his mic off. All right, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and myself, Joe. Let's get out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.